Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Russ Baker's Family of Secrets is an investigative political history that examines the Bush family as a lens on American power over roughly half a century. Rather than offering a conventional presidential biography, the book traces how George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush rose within a wider ecosystem of intelligence, finance, energy, media, and political patronage. Baker's purpose is to question official narratives and show how private networks and public institutions can overlap in ways that shape national events. The book is known for its dense sourcing, archival research, and willingness to revisit major episodes in modern U.S. history, including the JFK era, Watergate, the Iraq years, and the response to Hurricane Katrina. It belongs to the genre of investigative nonfiction and political exposé, but it is also an argument about how power operates in the United States when influence is exercised quietly rather than through open democratic competition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Bush family as a gateway into hidden political power. A central idea in Family of Secrets is that the Bush dynasty is not presented simply as a family of politicians, but as an entry point into a broader system of elite power. Baker argues that the family's rise cannot be understood only through elections, public service, or personal ambition. Instead, he places them inside a network of relationships linking intelligence, oil, finance, military circles, and political operatives. This framing changes the book from a family history into a structural analysis of American governance. The point is not just that the Bushes mattered, but that their trajectory reveals how power can be accumulated through connections that remain largely invisible to ordinary voters. By following family members across decades, Baker suggests continuity between different administrations, institutions, and historical moments. That makes the Bush story less about personality than about access, protection, and institutional support. The book's value lies in showing how a political dynasty can function as a reliable indicator of deeper systems that are not captured by official biographies or campaign narratives. Secondly, how intelligence, oil, finance, and politics intersect behind the scenes. Another major theme is the intersection of sectors that are often discussed separately in mainstream political history. Baker repeatedly links the Bush family's advancement to overlapping worlds of intelligence operations, petroleum interests, defense relationships, and Washington power brokerage. The analytical point is that modern political influence often depends on informal coordination among actors who do not appear together in public. This helps explain why the book emphasizes networks rather than isolated events. In Baker's telling, the Bush story becomes a case study in how a well-connected individual can move through institutions that reward discretion, loyalty, and strategic ambiguity. The book does not treat these domains as conspiratorial abstractions. Instead, it shows how real institutions can align their interests without leaving a neat public record. That approach is important because it pushes readers to think about power as distributed across overlapping circles of influence. Baker's method suggests that public office may sometimes be the visible layer of a deeper structure, built through private arrangements, shared backgrounds, and mutual protection among powerful actors. Thirdly, re-examining landmark events through a skeptical investigative lens. Family of Secrets is also notable for revisiting major historical episodes that many readers think they already understand. Baker challenges simplified versions of events such as the JFK assassination, Watergate, and the political climate that shaped the Bush era. His approach is not to replace one tidy explanation with another, but to argue that official accounts often omit important context, relationships, or motives. This matters because the book's historical method is cumulative small discrepancies, forgotten connections, and overlooked witnesses are used to question broader narratives. Baker's investigation suggests that public memory can be narrowed by repetition, institutional self-protection, and media framing. By reopening these cases, he encourages readers to see history as contested rather than settled. The book does not claim that every question has a final answer. Instead, it insists that serious democratic societies should tolerate uncertainty when evidence is incomplete or politically inconvenient. That makes the work less about sensational revelation than about disciplined skepticism. Its investigative force comes from showing how historical interpretation can change when one follows leads that were previously ignored or marginalized. Fourthly, George W. Bush, Accountability and the Making of a President. A distinct thread in the book is its account of George W. Bush as a political figure whose public image cannot be separated from his earlier life and the structures that supported him. Baker examines the gap between Bush's apparent limitations and his rise to the presidency, asking what institutions, allies, and inherited advantages made that ascent possible. The book also explores the construction of his public persona, including the role of religious conversion and narrative rehabilitation in shaping voter perception. This is important because Baker treats image-making as a political technology, not a side note. In that sense, Family of Secrets is interested in how accountability can be softened or deferred when a candidate is surrounded by powerful protectors, media access, and family legitimacy. The emphasis on George W. Bush is not merely critical, it is diagnostic. Baker wants to show how a presidency can reflect long-term systems of privilege, selective memory, and managed presentation. The result is a portrait of leadership that is inseparable from the networks and narratives that made it seem natural or inevitable. Lastly, what the book says about democratic vulnerability and public vigilance, beyond the Bush family itself. The book is ultimately concerned with the fragility of democratic institutions. Baker presents American politics as vulnerable to covert influence, when citizens rely too heavily on official stories and surface-level competition. The deeper warning is that democracy can coexist with hidden coordination among elites, especially when those elites control access to information, funding, and institutional legitimacy. This theme gives the book its broader significance. It is not only about one family or one party, but about how power can become insulated from public scrutiny. Baker's argument implies that civic responsibility includes sustained skepticism, archival curiosity, and attention to patterns that do not fit convenient explanations. The book, therefore, has an intellectual function as much as a political one. It teaches readers to distinguish between what is publicly performed and what is privately organized. In doing so, it stands as both an exposé and a methodological challenge, inviting readers to think more carefully about evidence, authority, and the hidden mechanisms that shape national history. In conclusion, Family of Secrets will appeal most to readers of investigative journalism, political history, and nonfiction work that questions official accounts. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand the Bush era in a wider historical frame, rather than as a self-contained sequence of elections and crises. The book offers practical intellectual benefits. It sharpens skepticism, encourages attention to evidence, and demonstrates how institutions, families, and networks can interact across decades. Its main strength is not simply that it is critical, but that it is cumulative and deeply researched, building an argument from documents, witnesses, and historical cross-references. Compared with more conventional presidential biographies, it is more structural and more suspicious of public narratives. Compared with purely polemical political books, it is more archival and historically expansive. Readers who are comfortable with complex arguments and unresolved tensions will find it especially rewarding. In a crowded field of books about the Bush presidency, it stands out by treating one political dynasty as a window into the hidden architecture of modern American power, making it both a history of a family and an inquiry into how democracy can be quietly shaped from behind the scenes. If you would like to support Russ Baker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.